Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis and we're going to talk about a very fun event happening in downtown Santa Rosa. It's been going on for years now and we're very excited about Winter Lights, the downtown tree lighting celebration in Santa Rosa. Joining me in the studio this morning is Janet Rogers, the Vice President of Programs at the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Janet.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course, and Julie Kawahara. She is the owner of Kindred Fair Trade Handcrafts in downtown Santa Rosa. Hi, Julie.
Good morning, Michelle.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
So all of this is happening downtown on Friday, November 25th, day after Thanksgiving. We encourage everybody to come downtown and enjoy the tree lighting, 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. And this year we've got a new location. So we're at 4th and B in downtown Santa Rosa.
That's correct.
And so I'm pretty sure people can guess why we moved.
Right? Well, if you go to Courthouse Square, you won't be able to get
in. Exactly.
A fence up.
So yes, because of the reunification of Courthouse Square, things have moved a little bit further towards the plaza, but we're still going to have a lot of fun. This is a free event for everyone to come on down and enjoy. So let's talk about all the great things that are happening. Julie, you're excited about this. I know every year you're part of the committee to put this on, as well as Janet. Tell us about the different events that are going to be happening during the tree lighting ceremony.
Sure. Well, a main event is the Zins, which will be performing two sets today. They're local guys that do a lot of covers, a lot of fun, danceable, kind of funky rock, blues. Yeah, they were really popular last year. We're glad to have them come back again this year, and we've doubled the time on stage, so they'll be there. We also have Sebastopol Ballets coming back for a second year as well. And then we have new this year's Ballet Folklorico, which we really are excited about. There's such a wonderful tradition for the Latino community. It brings a lot of color and festivities to the event.
Their outfits that they wear are so beautiful for the Ballet Folklorico. So that is going to be really wonderful to include that wonderful cultural portion of the entertainment as well. Now, there's also a dance troupe who's going to be performing besides the Sebastopol Ballet.
Yes, that's correct. It's a local dance group. I understand they do hip hop.
Oh, fun.
And they will also be performing. So excited to have them this year as well.
That's great. And our MC for the evening is Dano from Froggy 92.9.
Yes, we're very excited for that.
Yes, he is great and a big fan of tree lightings. So you chose a great guy to come and MC this event.
Oh, good.
Now, it's also, you've got the Taste of Santa Rosa. Tell me about this. This is going to be fun.
Sure. So the Taste of Santa Rosa, we have food trucks this year, including Petaluma Poultry, who's also a sponsor of the event, as they're donating proceeds back to Winter Lights so we can seed the event for next year. We also have Tri-Tip Trolley, say that fast. And so we're really excited to have them as well.
They have other such good food. Tri-Tip Trolley is really tasty.
Yeah, really exciting. We have sushi, and we also have some other food vendors that will be there, Mountain Mike's and Stout Brothers, BB's Burger.
Aunt Betty's Corn Dogs. We have Gerard's Paella that will be there.
Yum.
So I'm sure people are familiar with his food. And then we also, La Rosa's doing hot chocolate and Sif cupcakes. And then everyone loves kettle corn. So we'll have the kettle corn folks as well. So,
all right. So how does the Taste of Santa Rosa work? The downtown merchants there with their wonderful food. Do you buy tickets or what do you do?
Nope. It'll just be direct to consumer.
Okay.
So community can come in and they can just buy directly from the food purveyors, and you know, they can taste and sample and buy a variety of things, so it'd be super fun and exciting for them.
That's good. And I heard that the hot chocolate for the kids is free.
It is free. Hot chocolate and cookies.
And cookies.
So, and that's all donated by La Rosa.
Well, big thanks to La Rosa for providing that. You can sugar up your kids when you bring them downtown.
That's right.
And then put them in the jumpy houses that we'll have there.
Good.
Jump it off.
That's a good segue. Let's talk about some of the fun activities for kids that are going to be going on. We've got jump houses.
We do have jump houses. What we learned last year was that one jump house really wasn't enough because the line was super long. And I'm sure parents and children really weren't thrilled about standing in line. So we actually have two this year, uh-huh. and we'll have them segregated by ages. So we'll have the younger children in one and then the older children in another. Good. So that'll be fun. As you know, Santa is our tradition. He arrives in the fire truck, thanks to the Santa Rosa Fire Department.
Yeah.
So he'll arrive at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Photos with Santa. You can have your photo taken, no matter what age you are, young and old. that'll be in the welcome wagon, the Out There van sponsored by the City of Santa Rosa. We have a lot of craft activities. We have gingerbread cookie decorating this year, as well as ornament crafting, letters to Santa.
Oh, nice.
So it'll be a lot of fun activities for young people, young and old.
All right. And those pictures with Santa Rosa's Out There welcome wagon with Santa, those are free.
They are. We post them on the Facebook page, which is another great plug for if you want to see what's coming up, you know, whether it's in terms of food or entertainment, check us out on Facebook, Winter Lights. And that's where we usually post the photos with Santa so people can just download them.
Oh, that is great. Mm-hmm. So very fun. And I love the photographer who does that work there. Keith.
He works for the city. He loves it. Yep.
Such great photos. Very fun. So ornament painting, a bouncy jump house. You've got performances by just a variety of different performers. There's strolling carolers as well. You got to have the Christmas carols going on.
That's right.
KSRO will be broadcasting downtown for the majority of the event on November 25th, the Friday right after Thanksgiving. And the festivities start 4:30 p.m. with Winter Lights Downtown Tree Lighting Celebration. And just a great time to go out with your neighbors, bring your whole family, have a lot of fun, and then also wear an ugly sweater, right?
Yes, please, wear your ugly sweater. We have a great contest if you want to participate.
Ugly sweater contest.
And so we have prizes for the winners. Really? And so, the Santa Rosa Plaza Malls donated a gift certificate.
Oh, cool.
As well as some of the local shops, including Kindred, will have a gift certificate. And some restaurants. Corix and Bistro 29, our local restaurant in Rivera. So, we'll have some great prizes. It'll be lots of fun. We have a great system whereby you can sign up for that at the Ugly Sweater
booth.
Table. Booth. So, and we'll be right next to the KSRO tent. So
I can't wait.
So you'll get to watch
all the ugly sweaters parade by you, Michelle.
See, now I'm rethinking my outfit because, I have to wear my little KSRO shirt, but I really want to be able to wear an ugly sweater too.
Yes, you should participate.
All right, I'm going to do it. Maybe I'll just wear a KSRO hat with the ugly sweater. That sounds like fun. So this is also a time to come out and remember those who are no longer with us. The Winter Lights celebration has morphed in the last couple of years. It used to just be with Sutter Health doing a tree lighting there and their candlelight remembrance. And for the past over 30 years, they have been doing this tradition. So let's talk a little bit about that and what that means and how special that is to have in our community.
Sure. And we are still very grateful to have Sutter Care at Home and Hospice as our lead major sponsor. Mm-hmm. They still participate and we still honor their tradition of having the candle lighting ceremony just prior to the tree lighting. So at 6 o'clock, we'll be distributing taper candles that individuals will light off of each other. So it's really a fantastic visual where one person lights their neighbor's candle and then that candle flame gets shared amongst the community who's there. And so it's just a beautiful sight. And it is a time to remember loved ones that have passed on who are no longer with us physically to celebrate with us. So it's just a beautiful moment.
Yeah. And this year I'll be remembering my grandma. She passed away this past year, but she was 101 years old when she left us. So my flame will be burning bright for Grandma Olive because she was a special person. So it is really nice to be able to come together and to have that moment to share and to remember. And holidays can be hard if you have recently lost someone or if it's a time that reminds you of the loss that you've had. So it is good to be able to come together and to know that feeling is okay and to be with other people and share that community spirit and know that people care about you. So I think it's really a beautiful part of the whole Winter Lights Downtown Tree Lighting Celebration. And so then after we have that observance, then we light the tree.
We light the tree and this year, because we mentioned that we won't be able to be in Courthouse Square, mm-hmm. we will. We have a 12-foot tree that we've purchased, so we'll be lighting that right at the stage in front of the plaza. Uh-huh. And what we'll be doing is, once the event's over, we'll actually be donating the tree, and we're going to donate it to the Palms, which those that may not be familiar, that's a facility on Santa Rosa Avenue that serves veterans for homing mm-hmm. for homes, and so we'll donate it to them, so it'll go to a good home after we enjoy it for the evening.
All right, that's great. Yeah, so we had been hoping that Courthouse Square would be ready for the Winter Lights celebration, but it's not. But this is a very good workaround, and I love the idea that we are going to then share that special feeling and give the tree to our homeless vets. That's fantastic.
Yes, we're very, very lucky because Russian River Brewery has agreed to sponsor that and help us with that. So it's very
nice.
Lucky. Yep.
So it does take a lot of different people and companies to be able to come forward and make this happen. Who are some of the sponsors? We've mentioned a couple of them, but who are the sponsors who really come together and make Winter Lights possible?
Sure. Our lead sponsors really are, we call them the Gold Ring sponsors, are Sutter Care at Home Hospice, the Santa Rosa Chamber, and the City of Santa Rosa. And then a lot of our businesses we mentioned earlier, La Rosa Tequilaria, Portobello Hats, E.R. Sawyer, Jewelers, Exchange Bank, Bradley Realtors, GW2 Printing, Soul Solutions, and Petaluma Poultry. And then, of course, we're eternally grateful for Amaturo Sonoma Media, who is this media group that we're being hosted today, mm-hmm. And Press Democrat for being our media sponsors. Right. So those are, you know, and then our steering committee, which is a committee, the steering committee is comprised of a lot of individuals from downtown businesses. Mm-hmm. I didn't mention Veal Outdoor,
right.
Because we have a sign up there, yeah, mm-hmm. as well. So, mm-hmm. But it's great because the committee does represent the community that comes together to put this on. So.
Right. And this is months of planning. So the people who are on that committee who help out and make sure that all of the elements come together, because there's a lot. You got entertainment.
Right.
You got food. Oh, we didn't even mention beer and wine. There's beer and wine.
Beer and wine. Yes, we have beer and wine. So you'll be able to purchase tickets at the event for the beer and wine. So we have a variety of wine, and then we'll have Pliny beer that we'll be selling, as well as Lagunitas.
Nice. So. Oh, that's great.
Yes.
So yes, thank you to Lagunitas and to Russian River Brewing Company for helping out, and to all the wineries who also are helping out to provide that. So you can go to the info booth, or near the info booth is where the tickets
actually
will be.
It's near the stage. You can purchase the tickets to purchase your wine and beer, and then it'll be right there. So. Easy to find.
Excellent. Yes. So thank you to all of the different people who are on those committees who work for months making sure that all of this comes together in the right way. And what about volunteers? Is there room still for some people to volunteer and help out? Or we're pretty close to the event.
We are very close to the event. We've been lucky that we've gotten some crews of volunteers. We're doing pretty well, mm-hmm. but we could always entertain a few more because, you know, sometimes the more hands, the quicker it goes. The
sure.
quicker we'll all get to go celebrate
right.
after the event.
Or maybe some last-minute cancellations that people can't show up. So,
okay.
Yes, I think if anyone's interested still, they can certainly contact the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce and we can direct them.
All right, that sounds good. So head to SantaRosaChamber.com and you'll see the Winter Lights is right there on the website. And so you can, if you want to help out or maybe be a sponsor for next year,
that's
you know,
right.
contact Janet, let her know that that's something you're interested in. This is such a fun event. It is on Friday, November 25th. It is the day after Thanksgiving from 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. in downtown Santa Rosa at 4th and B Streets. And this is a rain or shine event. We have had some years where we've got quite a bit of precipitation. We're hoping that's not going to happen here. Or it's cold, but you know, just bundle up and get that hot chocolate and hold on to it or the hot coffee or maybe some Gerard's paella steaming hot and just hold on to that and that'll keep you nice and warm. But it is a free event. There are some things that you can purchase downtown like the great food from the vendors. Will shops be open on that evening?
Shops will be open. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping a majority of them will be open late.
Great.
As I mentioned, I think we mentioned the tree lighting, candlelight ceremony and tree lighting is at 6 to 6:15. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit earlier in case the little ones have to go home and rest.
Yeah.
But for those that don't need the early rest, they can come out and stay for the last set of the Zins and then, you know, stay downtown for a late supper or a snack, you know, and visit some of the stores. Absolutely.
Do some early Christmas shopping or just on time Christmas shopping, right? Because it's going to be right around the corner. All that holiday shopping, you got to do it. And the big point of this and the reason that the Chamber is involved in downtown businesses is we do want you to shop local and support local businesses. It is always tough to hear when a local business is struggling or perhaps closing. That is a hard thing for us to handle. So we want to support our own community by being a patron at their stores, at their restaurants, at their bars. go out and support the people who live here. That's what we really want to emphasize about all of this. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to the broadcast and talking with all of our members of our community who are involved in bringing this all together. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're looking forward to having you. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
Sure. I love it. It's a great way to kick off the holiday season. Winter Lights, the 2016 tree lighting in downtown Santa Rosa. This year, a little bit closer to the plaza at 4th and B in downtown Santa Rosa. And it will be from 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. free, rain or shine. We'll see you there. Janet Rogers is the Vice President of Programs for the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce. And Julie Kawahara is the owner of Kindred Fair Trade Handcrafts. This is Sonoma County Focus.